No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom rounding out the crew today as we attempt to navigate the latest aviation news and information. This is RV Tom's first show since Christmas, and he brought some of his prized possessions from that holiday to share with Dennis and I today. So we're going to kick off the show talking about that because he showed us something right before we went on the air that I was like, what the heck did you get your hands on? And you are one lucky SOB, as far as I'm concerned.
It's having to share that virtually with us, which is kind of disappointing, because it looks like that's something we would definitely want to indulge in, let's just put it.
Yes, exactly. If nothing else, he's going to use it as bait for us to visit him and his RV9 and come out there and do some flying with him. Well, actually, if we partake in his gift, we may not be able to do that. But
so what we need to do is join him in his RV the next time he's down in the Keys.
And plan
to spend a little extra time.
The one on wheels where it wouldn't matter because he'd be doing the driving. He wouldn't be able to do the drinking because there is some drinking involved in this particular Christmas gift he got. This was from your son that you got there, Tom, or what?
It's from my son, who's an airline pilot also, and I'm also a new grandparent. So we
congrats.
I got a little new baby girl named Isla. I like L-A, like the L-A-X, like Isla's her name.
Oh, nice.
So I'm a new grandparent. Good. And for Christmas, he got me this Advent whiskey calendar, and it's got 24 different kind of whiskeys in there, and it came with a little tasting passport.
Nice.
So when you open it up, it tells you about each whiskey and each one, like for this one here, for Glasgow, it tells you.
All right. So you got like Scotch whiskey, Irish whiskey, all kinds of whiskeys from around the world with an aviation themed Advent presentation. That's pretty. I've never seen anything like that before.
Here's one here. Yeah. SDF. And it's called Chicken Cock.
Bourbon. I'm very familiar with that.
Bourbon.
I hate to admit that, but I am very familiar with that particular bourbon for various reasons.
This is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, Dennis, if you were on the air a few minutes ago when Greg and I were talking, but we're going to be down in Key West for the last 2 weeks in February down at Boyd's Campground. So you and Greg are, well, actually you did it a couple of years ago, if you remember, Fantasy Fest.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys get in the Mooney, come on down, we'll pick you up, hang out for the day or to even spend the night, and you get partake in some of these little whiskeys.
Well, that's a lot of booze to finish off. I mean, by the time you finish your booze Advent calendar presentation, you might qualify as an alcoholic. I don't know, because that's a lot of booze depending on the time frame that you consume it. So yeah, I think we could figure out a way to assist. That would just be a public service, wouldn't it, Dennis?
If we were to, absolutely, we can't let him drink that all by himself. That's just, you know, that's abuse.
I just love the fact that they came up with an aviation themed alcoholic, you know, Advent calendar.
Is that really a surprise, though? Pilots and drinking? It's
not flying.
I mean, bourbon was the one that we ran into at Oshkosh, you know, and Sun and Fun.
So, right.
Oh, there's definitely a theme there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, pilots, they can, you know, separate the two. 8 hours bottle to throttle, you know. So when you're not flying, you can still kind of fly on the ground if you drink enough of this stuff, maybe. I don't know. but that's a pretty cool little gift that your son got you. I think that's quite creative. I've seen, you know, like whiskey Advent calendars many times before in the past, but I've never seen one with an aviation theme like that. That's kind of a nice little addendum, you know. Probably sets a bad precedent, but, you know, we don't care. If we're not flying, we can do that. Right, Dennis? There's no rule other you know, don't fly and drink, but you can fly and then drink.
Bottle to throttle, 0.04. You know, those are the only rules that apply.
Right. You got to sit around with your pilot buddy sometimes and share a few you know, traveling stories. And that sounds like it would be a quite a good way to do that over a nice gift. That was pretty sweet. So congrats on that. And thanks for offering to share, Tom.
Well, you know, Dennis, what you were just saying, a bottle of throttle, but also for Christmas, as you can see right here, a former captain I flew with at New York Air put out a book. It's on Amazon, and that got it for me. It's called Bottle to Throttle, The Drinking Life of an Airline Captain by Captain Bob Drunke.
What did I just say?
By Captain Bob Drunke? Is that what you said?
No, Bob Robert Grunke, a grunkle.
Oh, grunkle. Captain Drunke.
Sounds like a drunk uncle.
All right, so it's a real book from a friend of yours, huh? Book. Just came out. All right, Bottle to Throttle. Look it up on Amazon. So it's just about his exploits as a pilot and when he wasn't flying and he might have been partaking in some of that type of scotch from around the world and sharing some of his exploits. Is that what it's about in a nutshell, or do you know?
Well, I haven't opened it up yet, but in the back of it says his experience includes as an officer in the U.S. Navy, a senior airline captain, 26-year career. He started off as a flight instructor, flight engineer, and a captain of 7 different airlines he went from. He resides in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So I just got that book for Christmas too, so I'll be reading that when I'm down in the Keys here for a couple of weeks. Something to read.
He's going to be in his RV, the one with wheels, and parked, just for the record, so he can avoid getting the hate mail. You guys are encouraging drinking and flying airplanes. No, we're not.
Old stereotype of, you know, the airline pilots and drinking. I mean, I used to joke, our first house that my wife and I purchased was actually right off of the approach end of the main parallel runways at Minneapolis International Airport.
Yeah.
We joked that we were so close, you could hear the ice cubes clinking in the Northwest Airlines pilot's glasses on final.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally was that close. You could stand in our driveway and watch the planes as they were coming by less than a quarter mile away.
Right.
It was an awesome home. We could smell jet fuel in the morning. You could actually see the approach lights if you looked off of our patio. But, you know, unfortunately, they decided to build a new runway at Minneapolis. And they decided that having a house that close to a brand new runway was probably not the best for you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we're taking your house and moving you elsewhere.
Well, there's that. But yeah, some of that the booze they're drinking in those bars could probably power an airplane, you know. So it's just, I mean, a coincidence? I don't know. There's actually a drink.
They don't call it rocket fuel for nothing.
Well,
right?
Exactly. There's a drink in Grenada actually called rocket fuel that I have hazy memories of, if you know what I mean. So
That's because it killed brain cells.
Yes, it might have definitely stunned a few at least. But yeah, I mean, you know, pilots, you got to be disciplined. You don't drink and fly, but it is kind of interesting, you know, that there are bars very close to every airport and in an airport. And there's been incidents over the years when it comes to that. So if you're going to do just, you know, partake in those festivities, obviously separate the things. But I think if anything, you know, pilots for the most part are super disciplined in that regard. I mean, sure, we got some folks that have fallen off the wagon. We usually read about them, and you sure don't want to be on that plane when you hear the pilot come on and give the announcements and it doesn't quit. Yeah, exactly. But, and we don't encourage that, of course, but I think, most pilots know how to separate the two. You've never had any issues with any of your co-pilots and things like that over your flying career. Did you there, Tom, or can you even say? At this point.
It's funny, just what you're talking about. I'm thinking back in, you know, to 35 years with a major airline, and never once did I have a first officer or an IRO in any of my domestic, international flying, Europe, Asia, India. I've never had one case where somebody, I looked over and said, man, you had a rough night, or you could smell
like hell.
I've never, you know, thank goodness in 35 years, I think we are pretty much a disciplined group. I mean, they may go up. When we get to a layover city, we got like a 36-hour layover. They might hit the bars then and, you know, hammer a few down like that. But the next morning, or the morning, the third morning after we show up, I mean, everybody's
ready to get down to business and take care of all these folks. There you go. That's a good plan. All right, we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.